Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand. Tonight, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. As I get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Forgive me of every sin that I may have committed this day. Cover me with the blood of Jesus from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. As we consecrate ourselves totally and complete into thine hand. Now, precious Father, we pray for each and every one that will be tuning in tonight. As we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Holy Spirit of living God, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here this night and forevermore. Let the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord be upon the word of God. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Proverbs 16, verse 9. The book of Proverbs 16, verse 9 says, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And also here in Ephesians 1, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his will. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God has a divine assignment for you. God has a divine assignment for you in 2022. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to come before you tonight, hallelujah, and during this radio broadcast, be able to preach and teach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So to God be the glory for allowing us to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are thankful to be led by his Holy Spirit. We thank God for clarity, for being able to teach and preach the word of God in its wholeness, not watering it down, but giving it to you just the way that God has it written in the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Friday night in December, December the 9th, we want to talk about God has a divine assignment for you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, understanding your divine life purpose, it is so important. You see, people of God, our God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that has all power in his hand, the God that neither slumber nor sleep. He has created everything with a purpose, on purpose. And we find that our purpose only is in the mind of our maker. Yeah, God is the one that created us. So he knows he has placed within us divine assignment attached to our lives. Again, the Bible says in Ephesians 1, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Yes, believer of Christ, God's purpose is the key to your fulfillment in life. God's purpose is the key to your fulfillment in life as a child of his. Child of God, in order to be effective and fruitful in the assignment that God has for you, God has equipped you with the right tools you need to carry out this work. The treasures God have placed on the inside of you are the tools you need to carry out or to fulfill the role he has set you apart for. I'm going to say it again because it bears to be repeated. Sometimes we need to hear things over and over again so that it can sink real deep in our heart. Child of God, in order to be effective and fruitful in the assignment in 2022 that God has for you, God has equipped you with the right tool you need to carry out this work. You see, the treasures God have placed on the inside of you are the tools you need to carry out or to fulfill the role he has set you apart for. Yes, we are God's people. As a born-again believer of Christ, God have drafted us in the beloved family of God. So, beloved, because of God's mercy, because of God's compassion, because of God's love, he have chosen you for his work. You have not chosen him, but he have chosen you and made it possible for you to go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Bible says, again here, according to the scripture, in John 15, verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Yes, again, we are talking about God has a divine assignment for you as a believer in Christ in 2022. Yes, believer of Christ, God wants to use you to make a difference, to cause an impact in this world that we are living in. You see, God have placed inside of you God-given gifts, talents, and abilities. The most important thing is for you as a believer of Christ to discover what your treasure is, what your gift is, and then use the gifts, the talents, and ability that God has blessed you with to become a blessing to others and to add value to others' lives and to make a positive difference in life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, connecting with your divine assignment in 2022 should be a priority in life. It should be a determination for you, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith. See, the Bible says here in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And when we talk about the sons of God, it includes male as well as female in the body of believers. Bible also says here in the book of Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his path. Where it says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making your requests known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we, as a follower of Jesus Christ, we don't need to be in so much a hurry without getting God's instruction first in our lives. Sure, we plan our own agenda. We plan what we would like to do. But as a born-again believer of Christ, we have to remember that we're not alone anymore. We've been bought with a price. So God is the one that is in charge. And we as followers of Christ must line up with his will, come in alignment with his will for our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, in 2022, we are coming almost to a close. We are in the month of December. But God is still able, ready, and willing to meet all each and every need. To answer that prayer that you've been praying about, to direct your footsteps, that you may finish strong coming toward the end of the year. We must walk in obedience and stretch out in faith. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fed of ram. When we talk about faith, we got to do like, hallelujah, the Apostle Paul told the Hebrews. He said, that now faith is, according to Hebrew 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, God has a divine assignment for you in 2022. Believer of Christ, your divine assignment is about doing what God wants you to do. Your divine assignment is having what God wants you to have. Your divine assignment is going where God wants you to go. And then your divine assignment is becoming who God ultimately wants you to become, which is Christ-like. So child of God, you ought to know this always, that there are no coincidental, no chance encounters. Nothing just happens when you are in God's service. No, it's not by accident. No, it's not by luck. It's not by coincidence. It's not by chance. No, God ordained divine encounters that he have already predestined from the beginning of time for you to cross paths with people that he have prepared to meet you, that he have prepared to help you push towards your destiny. Yes, beloved, God will put you in the presence of people you need to meet. Because ultimately, there is somebody who needs your anointing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed. This is good news tonight. Beloved, God will put you in the presence of people you need to meet. Because ultimately, there is somebody who needs the anointing. The anointing that is upon your life. The anointing that breaks yokes over people's lives. The anointing to give you the power to teach and preach the word of God. God wants to work you while God wants to work you while God is working it out for you. It ain't no time to be slowful. It ain't no time to back up. It's time to move forward, to go forward in the things of God and of his kingdom. Yes, the Bible says those that put their hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. And in order to be fit for the kingdom of God, we must look on to the hills from which cometh our help. We must look on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We must, early in the morning, get in our secret closet, pray, get our instruction from the Lord, have a time of studying his word. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed. Right and dividing the word of truth. We must connect with our divine assignment on a daily basis because the assignment comes from God. It comes from the one that created us. It comes from the one that have placed within us gifts and talents. The one that have approved us to go forth with a calling on our lives. Yes, we are created with a divine assignment attached to our lives. So, believer of Christ, you have been divinely equipped and empowered by God. God did it. Oh, yes, he did. That's why when we feel weak, we have to declare that we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So the Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, "But those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are teaching on tonight that God has a divine assignment for you in 2022. Yes, as a born-again believer of Christ, we have been placed here for a purpose, created for purpose, on purpose, in order to fulfill your purpose and to carry out your assignment, your divine assignment, or the role that God has for you. God has put certain treasures in you. Bible says here in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." That's the reason, my brothers and sisters, when God is using you, you can't get big-headed, because it's only God's power working in you and through you. God desired that we be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet, that we always remain in submission, low, that we give all the glory, the honor to God, because he is our way maker. He is the one that decides who to use and who not to. God knows his business, and his business is God's business, and his business is accurate. His business is a holy. His business will accomplish as he will. You are created with a divine assignment attached to your life. Yes, believer of Christ, God cannot give you a special divine assignment, a role to play, and not equip you with what you need to carry out that assignment effectively. Yes, we have to understand that God's word says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We serve an awesome God, a God that is full of love, a God that has all power in his hand, a God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, beloved, you are created with a divine assignment attached in your life. Bible says here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, "But ye have an anointing from the Holy One, and ye know all things." The anointing which breaks the yoke over people's lives. The anointing will give you power from on high. The anointing is needed more now than ever. The believer of Christ, you have this anointing because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. Yes, as born again believers of Christ, once we give our life to Christ, Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new on a spiritual level. Yes, by this anointing, and sisters in Christ, we have been empowered to preach the good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim freedom for the captive, and to release from darkness those who are prisoners. Yes, I'm reminded when Jesus Christ, by the prophet Isaiah, said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim liberty to those that are bound, to bind up the brokenhearted, to help bring forth good news to those that are in a hopeless situation. Yes, child of God, you are carrying a treasure that can give hope to the hopeless. You are carrying a treasure that needs to be shared with those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. You see, God needs us to be available for his use. The more available you are to God, the more you can get filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening, those that be listening at a later date. The more availability you are to God, the more you can get filled with the Holy Spirit. Child of God, in order for the oil of the Holy Spirit and for the anointing of God to keep filling you up and to flow through you in order to bless others, your vessel must be empty. God desires to use a clean vessel. If there's any hidden sin in our lives, we must repent. Every sin that so easily beset us, we must repent of it, turn from it, ask God to cleanse us, help us to overcome, bring forth deliverance within our lives, that we may be able to stand up and let God's word flow through us. Let the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit, operate in us and through us, that others would be touched by God's Holy Spirit, touched by God's word, changed, because God's word will not return to him void. Yes, believer of Christ, there will always be those people, even now in 2022, who will question the call of God upon your life. But we, as God's children, must come to a place in life of knowing our mind is made up, that we are committed to do God's will. The world is behind us, and the cross is before us. We must be committed to go on, keep on going forward in the things of God. Keep on keeping on for God's glory, praise and honor. Yes, beloved, God has a divine assignment for you. Thank you, Lord. God has.
Come on. Woo! I like that. Yeah. Just wanna be where you are. 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 Just wanna be where you are.
so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you right as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let her wind loose. I love being with you in the coop. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like the feds. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sister style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. We don't have no rights to this song. Amen. But we thank God for it. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we are talking about God has a divine assignment for you. And for those that be listening at a later date, we just hope and pray that this message will minister to your heart, bring forth encouragement to your soul. Amen, and we'll just keep it on, keeping on, believing God as we are getting close to the end of this year. Amen, God is still able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we're talking about God has a divine assignment for you in 2022. Believers in Christ, whenever God gives you a divine assignment, you must have the faith and commitment in order to carry it out. It is a blessing to be used by God. One cannot be fearful or reluctant, but must have the faith to trust God. You see, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind." So my brothers and sisters in Christ, also remember in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Yes, God has a divine assignment for you in 2022. Beloved, the assignment that God has given to you, it must be carried out precisely in the manner in which God has instructed. There can be no detour when you seek to follow God's instruction. No matter how difficult your assignment, when you put your trust in God, he will give you the power in order to complete your assignment. Beloved, understand in God's kingdom requires us to have spiritual ears and eyes. When we know God's intentions for a situation, it allows us to be in agreement with him. Again, I'm going to repeat this. When we, as followers of Christ, when we know God's intentions for a situation, it allows us to be in full agreement with him. See, the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So believer of Christ, living our lives with a greater measure of God's love and light is extremely powerful in our lives in 2022. Believer in Christ, during your divine assignment, which involves partnering with other people of like faith, and we need to do it in the spirit of love. Yes, beloved, fellowship is very important because fellowship calls us to encourage one another, causes us to pray for one another, causes us to come in unity corporately and go forth in the things that God have instructed us to do. Yes, beloved, you can change the spiritual atmosphere around you by loving, blessing, and being an encourager in 2022. If you do these things regularly and consistently, the principle of sowing and reaping will eventually kick in your life. So the Bible says here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So child of God, if you sow love, if you sow hope, encouragement, generosity, humility, forgiveness, then that is what you will experience more of. Yes, developing a positive kingdom principle and lifestyle is what will truly change your life and the lives of many others around you. It is also where you will find your divine assignment attached to you. God at this time in 2022 has revealed that now is the time to prepare for divine alliances. God in his wisdom is connecting people today in very unusual ways. That's why where God is taking you, not everyone can come or go. God desires that remnant to come forth to be used by him. Sure, the devil is busy. Sure, this earth that we live in is the can rapid. It's plagued with sin, darkness. But one thing that we do know, God is the one that has the power. God is the one that has all in all on when and how to change. He can cause change to come forth quick and in a hurry, according to his time. One thing that we know about God, he's not too early and he's not too late. He's a God that's always on time. So believer in Christ, align yourself with your divine assignment. Align yourself with your divine assignment in 2022. Yes, there is a divine assignment attached to you. Your heart is a tool that God can use to reveal your divine assignment. Bible says here, he can also use his word. The Bible says here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes, child of God, as a born-again believer, the Lord have filled your life with divine assignment. Listen, there are no chance encounters. Every person that you encounter comes with a divine assignment attached. Yes, as a born-again believer of Christ, we need to pray effectively and intercede. Pray always. Pardon 1 Timothy, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. To pray without ceasing, not always audibly, but being mindful, having prayer in our heart continuously on a daily basis. You see, beloved, Jesus used the word of God to fully equip us and prepare us for every assignment that he has given for us to do. We are his hands extended. He desires for us to be his mouthpiece, hands and feet. He desires for us to go forth boldly as a lion, to go forth proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, believer of Christ, whenever God gives you a divine assignment, you must have the faith and the commitment to carry it out. Don't be slothful. Don't doubt. Don't allow fear to come in, but go forward with confidence of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? You see, it is a blessing to be used by God. Remember the assignment that God gives must be carried out precisely in the manner in which God has instructed. There can be no detour while you seek to follow God's instruction. God is not looking for spectators. He's looking for those that will be about the Father's business. Those that will be not just hearers of the word, but those that will be doers of God's word. Those that don't mind sitting there getting in the trenches and going the extra mile for souls to be saved. Because you can't put a value on the lost soul. God have saved us. He have equipped us. He has delivered us for such a time as this, so that we may come forth as pure gold, that we may come forth to do his work here in 2022. So believer of Christ, an assignment is something that God used to start you on the path of your destiny. Beloved, in 2022, God gives his children unique assignments to carry out so that they can release the love of God on the earth. And And this is what is the hour that we are living in. People is gone to and fro. Sin is running rapid throughout the land. But those in the world and those that are in a backslidden condition, they need to see the church to rise up and be the light of the world, to rise up in power, that where the gifts of the Holy Ghost is working in our lives. So let us repent quickly and daily, because as long as we in this skin, we are liable to sin. We must keep on, putting our hands in the Master's hand, being led by the Holy Ghost. Bible says here in 1 John 3, verse 8, the B clause of the verse says, for this purpose, the Son of Man was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So beloved, when Jesus walked on planet Earth, he modeled the perfect assignment, and he invited others, followers of his, to share in this awesome responsibility. People of God, when we discover our assignment from God, we need to partner with him into his divine plan for our lives. See, the Bible says here in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Yes, beloved, after God reveals to us his divine plan, he gives us a direct assignment. So child of God, I would encourage you in 2022 to say yes to God's assignment, divine assignment allowed in your life for his purpose to begin working in you and in your life. Yes, beloved, the Lord has assigned an amazing purpose for you in 2022, and it can only be unlocked through your response to his assignment. God will not push himself on you. He will not twist your arm. All he'll do with his gentle voice, gentle whisper, egg you on, deal with you to come on and align yourself with his will, to go on and do the divine assignment that he has attached to your life, and to develop over the course of your own spiritual walk with him. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God has a divine assignment for you. Child of God, becoming who you are created to be, it becomes possible only through the grace, the power, and the anointing of God. You see, your purpose comes from a heavenly origin. In order to be effective, in order to fulfill the purpose God has given you, You must have the anointing of the Holy Spirit flowing in you and through you. Child of God, the nature and measure of your anointing are given in accordance with your unique purpose. I'm going to say that again. Child of God, the nature and measure of your anointing are given in accordance with your unique purpose. You see, the anointing is the grace and supernatural power of God that enables you to fulfill the purpose or call that the Lord have given you in 2022. You see, the anointing is the proof that you are operating in the right calling. It comes to you in that place where you surrender your will to the will of God. Your destiny is the prophetic divine agenda for your life. Your destiny is the prophetic divine agenda for your life. You see, your destiny is the expectation of heaven for your life. Your destiny is the expectation of heaven for your life. What heaven expect you to achieve while you are here on earth. So we must get busy. Jesus said, but to work while it is day, for night cometh where no man can work. So believer of Christ, you are created on purpose, for a purpose, in order to love God and to have a destiny that impacts the lives of others. Word of God reminds us in Ephesians 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. God has a divine assignment for your life in 2022. So beloved, God saved you to fulfill a particular assignment for him. And that assignment is time bound. Bible says here, again, we're reminded in John 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So child of God, your divine assignment is a God-given task that comes with deep-rooted burdens and divinely given abilities to solve problems that yield eternal values. Believer of Christ, when you are sure of your calling, when you are sure of your divine assignment, you will take every opportunity that you have to serve anytime and anywhere. I'm going to say that again because it merits to be repeated. Believer of Christ, when you are sure of your calling or divine assignment, you will take every opportunity that you have to serve God, to serve the Lord, anytime and anywhere. So be mindful of this always, that God is the one who have given everyone an assignment. You see, an assignment is a mission or position to which a person is assigned. An assignment is a mission or position to which a person is assigned. So we each have a position in the body of Christ and a distinct mission to fulfill. And God have perfectly equipped us to succeed in his assignment. So, beloved, once you understand your divine assignment, you must wholeheartedly focus and complete the work that God has entrusted to you. But we just hope and pray that was something that was said here tonight that really touched your soul and help you along your Christian journey. On your way to heaven, God is good and worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight on God has a divine assignment for your life, for you. I pray that we all know what that assignment is, but I can tell you, first off, one thing is sharing the gospel, with everyone. So if we'll just do that, we'll do our part, so some of it anyway. If you enjoyed the broadcast, please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear, we'd love to hear from you. Please write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, have a wonderful week, and we look forward to having you join us again on Friday. And this is Friday. Have a great weekend. On Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.